Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. 6A to 6P every day, Monday to Friday, of course, on our YouTube page. Morning show, midday show, afternoon show, all live. You can check it out there. Odyssey app, 94WIP on your radio. Anyway, you want to listen or watch, you can, to the shows. All right, so I appreciate you guys hopping in today. And had a chance to hear Dave Dombrowski yesterday with his press conference as the Phillies announced the addition of Adolis Garcia. We talked about him a little bit yesterday. What he brings to the table, what should be next, what could be next. And I'm not totally shocked by the tenor of Dave Dombrowski's press conference yesterday, but I am disappointed by it. And it seems like we do this every offseason where Dave Dombrowski kind of just stands up, you know, says, I'm done. I did enough. we'll see in spring training. And it doesn't have to be that way. The Phillies obviously have work to do with JT Realmuto, but I didn't hear an executive yesterday eager to upset the apple cart. I didn't hear a GM yesterday, a president of baseball operations, eager to change the makeup considerably of this baseball team. And I know there's a lot of reaction right now because yesterday really signaled the end of Harrison Bader's time with the Phillies when they basically anointed Justin Crawford as their center fielder, barring something unforeseen. I would imagine as long as he doesn't get hurt or just completely look overwhelmed in Clearwater, he's going to be the Phillies' opening day center fielder and play a lot. And in a vacuum, I don't have a problem with Justin Crawford playing. I think a lot of people wanted to see him up here last year. So I think that just by itself, you say, all right, I'm cool with that. Give Justin Crawford a shot. He's been an exceptional minor league player. He was a first-round pick. He obviously has pedigree from who his dad was and what he accomplished in the major leagues. And when you watch Justin play, you see a little bit of his dad in his frame and his stature and his athleticism. So I get it. And we've seen a lot of that in Major League Baseball in the last few years where the sons of players have really become good players. So I'm not going to be surprised if Justin Crawford becomes a solid to above average major league player. What's concerning is the Phillies think that they're fine the way they are, or they think they're great enough, or they think they have a magic touch to make all these players better that they really don't. So as I look at the team right now, I don't think they're as good of a baseball team as they have been at their best the last couple of years. I don't. I don't believe they're going to be a better team next year than they were this past year when they won 96 games. Now, can they be slightly worse and make the playoffs? Of course. Of course, they might still be able to win the division as a slightly worse team. Though I do think the Mets and the Braves will be better than they were the outfits we saw last year. And Miami started to come on last year. So I don't think the division will be as easy. Can the Phillies win 88 games and make the playoffs? 100% they could if that's what they're going for. But I see decline at catcher, and I'm assuming the same catcher is coming back. We saw obviously decline with the first baseman. Second base, we saw an uptick at the end of the season, but it's hard to read or buy the hot streaks would stop because he usually just reverts back. They got the best out of Turner they'll probably ever get, so I would imagine there'd be a little bit of a dip next year. Alec Bohm, I'm not a big fan of. Marsh really came on from, let's say, May on when he came back from the injury list. And, okay, maybe you pair him with Donato Kemp and you try to create a platoon. I think that could work. Crawford will cross her fingers on. Adolis Garcia's floor is higher than Nick Castellanos' right now, so you'll get better defense. But his offense might be exactly the same. Maybe a little bit more pop. Maybe it becomes 24 home runs instead of 19. But the on base over his last nearly 1,200 plate appearances is well under 300. So, and then you have Schwarber, who I think is the one guy on the team you feel the best about him being Schwarber. You know, is it going to be 56 home runs again? Probably not. But 45 wouldn't surprise me. 48 wouldn't surprise me. He is a tremendous offensive player who has really figured out a lot about his approach, his work ethic, his swing, his body. I think it's all kind of come together for him. And I expect big things once again out of Kyle Schwarber. But that's the offense. The bullpen, I have a lot of question marks in front of Duran. And then the starting rotation, Aaron Nola's coming off a terrible season. Will probably be better and closer to league average, but clearly not the guy he used to be. Zach Wheeler's coming off of major surgery, and it's a hope that he's going to be the guy he is. Ranger Suarez is currently a free agent, and I see no indication the Phillies are bringing him back. And then I expect big things out of Lizardo in a walk here, and obviously Christopher Sanchez as a Cy Young candidate. But there's a question mark with Andrew Painter. And it feels like the Phillies here, I'd love to have a little truth serum out of Dave Dombrowski. Like, what are we doing here? Are you seriously satisfied that this team go in the World Series next year, or is this a transition season? Are the Phillies transitioning in front of our eyes, and they're letting us know, and they're going to cross their fingers they can compete for a World Series while they do this? Because another one-year contract in right field, that's a transition kind of thing. That's not a long-term thing. They have the long-term plan at third base is, I don't know. The long-term plan at second base is, I don't know. Catcher long-term plan? I don't know. Left field long-term plan? I don't know. Starting rotation? Lizardo free agent after the season? I don't know. It feels like the Phillies are a team that is transitioning from all in to go win a World Series to let's try to do that bridge thing where we're still good and we still compete and we're still solid and we still can make the playoffs, but we're not all in anymore. Because if the Phillies were all in and if Dave Dombrowski was all in, there's no way he kind of claps his hands together and says, I'm done on December 16th when this is the roster, when there's still big-time players out in free agency, when there's still, you know, Kyle Tuckers and Bo Bichette's and Alex Bregman's. And there was a report last night that there was a mystery team in on Alex Bregman. I got excited for 5 seconds. It turns out that looks like it's the Arizona Diamondbacks who could end up trading Ketel Marte to free up money and space for Alex Bregman, and that'll make them a better baseball team. But, you know, if the Phillies went out there and did something big, if Dave Dombrowski went out there and did something big and traded for a Ketel Marte or signed an Alex Bregman and then swap Bohm out, that's a different story to me. Then we are pushing forward. Then we are trying, you know, to do everything we can do to win the World Series.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
I don't get that sense from the Phillies. I don't get it. And you could say, Joe, they spent $150 million on a DH. Yeah, they did. I acknowledge it, but that was their own player. It was Kyle Struber who was here anyway, and they wanted to re-sign him, and they paid him above market value to re-sign him. I just get a very satisfied, it is what it is, we'll give it the old college try, we'll give it a shot, feeling from the Phillies in many recent off seasons. And Dave Dombrowski gives off that vibe like, we're good, we're fine. And is that what you want? Or do you want him to act like Howie Roseman? Never satisfied. Never leaving any stone unturned. And that's where my frustration's been with Dombrowski. Now we'll give him credit. Last year, the trade for Jesus Lizardo was a great move around this time of the year. It was a coup. And it really positioned them to have the rotation they did last year and to go into this year with some real cover at the top, because they've transitioned the top of this rotation from Wheeler Nola to now Sanchez Lizardo. So that was a great move by him. But other than that move, in the last couple off seasons, I'll go to 3 off seasons, it's been very bland and blah and, we'll just pluck this one year guy here. If it works out, it does. Great. If it doesn't, oh, well. You know, whether it be Whit Merrifield, whether it be Max Kepler, whether it be Jordan Romano, whether it be Adolis Garcia, it feels, and I don't want to use this word because it's not fair, because Dave Dombrowski is going to go to the Hall of Fame because how much he loves the game and a work ethic. But if I didn't know who Dave Dombrowski was, and it was Bob Smith running the Phillies the last couple of years, the word that would come to my mind is lazy. It just kind of shrug your shoulders, and we got a core, we'll just roll with it, we'll see what happens. Instead of shaking things up, instead of trying to go from good to great, instead of taking the weaknesses of the roster. I mean, we understand the Bryce Harpers and Trey Turners and Kyle Schwarbers and Wheelers are going to be here. That's understood. But instead of trying to do something bold, like take an Alec Bohm and swap him and find an undervalued third baseman somewhere, plug him in. Instead of trying to trade for Ketel Marte, who does fit, even if there are some restrictions here with payroll, after all the money they've spent in recent years, he could fit that. These are all possibilities. These are all things you could do. Instead of this offseason, the Phillies really trying to engage the Baltimore Orioles on Adley Rutschman and see if that is even a remote possibility. Instead of re-signing, or just, you know, we assume re-signing JT Realmuto. That would have been last year's version or this year's version of what they did with Lizardo last year. All these things would give you some excitement. But it said the Phillies' MO really has been, let's sign a guy that's over the hill and convince ourselves that our coaches, our hitting coach, Kevin Long, is going to fix him. And the reality is this. What Merrifield's metrics were pointing to him being done, he was done. Max Kepler is what he is. He's not getting any better at this point with his age. And I feel similar about Adolis Garcia. Again, if we're just basing this on, is he better than the version of Nick Castellanos we saw last year? Well, yeah, all right. If that's the bar, he certainly is better than the version of Nick Castellanos we saw last year, without question. That version of Nick Castellanos was terrible. But if the bar is his former All-Star self, well, then that's not true. Adolis Garcia is not the guy he was in 2023. I don't think he's ever going back there. I don't think he's going to be a 30 home run guy. I view him as he's going to hit 20 to 25 home runs. He's going to play a solid to good defense. I do think some of his defensive metrics the last couple of years have been weird because they went down 2 years ago and then came right back up. So let's just take kind of the middle ground and say he's going to be good out there defensively. Good arm, a run, he'll make some catches. Certainly better than Castellanos. Offensively, he's going to chase. He's not going to walk. He is going to swing and miss. He's going to have a 285 on base. And he's going to swat 25 home runs over the wall. If that's the kind of player you like, then have at it. But there certainly were better, more impactful players out there for the Phillies to go get or even try to unearth. I mean, if it was as they go through this, I would love to sign a Rob Refsnyder or a Miguel Andujar to platoon in left slash play to third base, and kind of upgrade over what they have in Otto Kemp. And if that person, let's just say it's Andujar or Refsnyder, takes a job, then he takes a job. And he plays every day. And if you really need, let's say Crawford falls on his face or someone gets hurt and you need Rinconas to come up here and platoon in Andujar or Refsnyder, I think you could get away with it. But I just view the Phillies right now as very content, kind of happy as to where they are, overvaluing their own guys a little bit and unwilling to be bold. That's the number one thing, unwilling to be bold. And last year, they were able to get out of jail with the trade deadline, with Bader's performance and with Duran. And the previous couple of years, their trade deadline acquisitions were not as good. They weren't willing to give up what it took to get impactful players. Like a couple of years ago when they could have had Crochet for Painter and they said no. So I don't love the way the Phillies approach off seasons. I really think since Dombrowski really took hold here, it's not been great money spent. Schwarber's the one great, great money contract they've given out.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And I have to acknowledge about this. The Christopher Sanchez extension was excellent. But for the most part, it's not been great money spent. For the most part, they've lacked creativity. And for the most part, it feels like every December we get the word from Nebraska, all right, I'm going home for the winter. I'll see you in Clearwater. Don't expect much. And that's not, as a fan, what I want to hear. I want to hear we're not done. We're gonna lift up every rock to find the best players. We believe in these guys, and they have bright futures. But we're trying to make the team better. And I will not rest over the next 6 to 8 weeks before we get to Clearwater until I make the team better. That's what I want to hear. I didn't get that yesterday. And again, I don't want to use the lazy word because I know he's not lazy. You don't get to the level that Dave Zabrowski got to with being lazy. But is content the right word? Is satisfied the right word? It feels that every winter when it comes to Nebraska's Phillies. I appreciate you listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. My newsletter goes out every morning as well. Shoot me a message and I will send you a direct link. Sign up for free right there. Appreciate everyone listening to WIP Daily.
The high-octane phenomenon, Sisu Road to Revenge, comes home with a bang. It's an insane ride in an adrenaline-filled action epic. Critics are raving with an explosive 96% score and certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, saying it's the action spectacular of the year. With some of the craziest fight set pieces ever put to screen, don't miss the ultimate adventure. Get it now on Prime Video, Apple TV, or Fandango at home. Rated R.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.